Mekutas Sichas Chelik Tezvov Parsha Toilas Sicha Beis. If in Pasuk Vayera Elav Hashem Vayomer Al Tered Mitzrayma, on the Pasuk that says Hashem appeared to him, meaning to Yitzchak, and he said, do not go down to Mitzrayim, Shchoyim Ba'oretz Asha'im Alecha, remain living in the city, in the country that I will tell you, Gur Ba'oretz Azois, live in this land, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, do not leave Eretz Yisrael. State the Medrash, so the Medrash says about this, Gur Ba'oretz Azois, live in this land, Amar Rav Hoshea, At Oyla Tmima, you are an Oyla Tmima, Yitzchak was brought as a carbon. Ma Oyla Im Yotza Chutz L'Kloim Hinif Selis, just like an Oyla, if it goes out of the curtains of the area of the Mishkan, it becomes disqualified. So also you, Im Yotza Chutz L'Eretz Nifsalta, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you become disqualified from that holiness. Explaining why he wasn't permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Rashi b'pirusha yev deverter al tered Mitzrayim. Rashi, in his commentary on these words, says, is mefarish. He actually, it's not on these words. He says it on the words al tered Mitzrayim, do not go down to Mitzrayim. So he says shahoya daitoy loredus Mitzrayim. He had in mind, Yitzchok had in mind to go down to Mitzrayim because of the famine. Just like his father Avram went to Mitzrayim at the time of the famine, Hashem said to him, do not go down to Mitzrayim, because you are an Oyla Tmima, and outside of Eretz Yisrael is not appropriate for you. The Ram, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, learned in Pirush Rashi, explains about this Rashi, as Vibal, there is an Oyla Tmima, since Yitzchak was an Oyla Karvan, versus Kodesh Kadoshim, which is the holiest of the holiest, Kol Ha'aretz, by M, so the whole Eretz Yisrael, in regards to him, Al Derech Vidazor Al Gabi Kodesh Kadoshim, can be compared to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in its relationship with a Karvan, which is Kodesh Kadoshim. And going outside of Eretz Yisrael would be considered to him like a korban leaving the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which is not permitted. And a korban which is holy of holies, like a korban oila, let's say, is not that goes out of the Beis HaMikdash area, of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, is not allowed to go out. The imyotz and nifsal, and if it does go out, it becomes disqualified. Vanessa loylam, and it's not permitted forever. It becomes permanently disqualified. That's how the Mizrahi explains this Rashi. Leiten pirush haram kumtoi. So according to this explanation, it comes out as Rashi is oisin some mafarazain oifin zelben oifin vidam medrash anal, that Rashi's explanation is in line with what the Medrash says. He's saying the same thing. Since Yitzchak is an Oyla, and an Oyla is not allowed to leave the confines of the Azara, of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, so also Yitzchak is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, because the entire Eretz Yisrael is for him like the Azara is for a carbon. Kadaik is shaper, but if you look closely at the word zet menaber as zwischen pirush Rashi and pirush Hamidah, zayin da zolch shenuyim was bringing a reis hashina eichen teichem from the pirushim. If you look closely, you'll see that there are differences between the way Rashi says it and the way the Medrash says it, and these differences are not minor. They are such differences that bring a change to the very content of what they're saying. Number one, loit the Medrash is Yitzchak Yitzia in Chutzlar is Fabunim mit Apsul. The Medrash says that if Yitzchak were to leave Eretz Yisrael, it would disqualify him. Psul. Im Yotzasa Chutzlar is Nifsalta. Punkt V an Oila, just like by an Oila, was Yitzchak Chutzlar Kloim that would leave the area of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan, it would become disqualified. But Rashi B'Purush is Madgish Nor. Rashi doesn't say that. He only says, as ein chutz la'aretz kedai lecha, outside of Eretz Yisrael is not appropriate for you. He doesn't go so far as to say that it's a disqualification. Number two, in Medrash is the drasha if the vet gur ba'aretz azayis. The Medrash quotes from the pasuk the words live in this land, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi shtaltzach the veter al tered Mitzrayim, whereas Rashi is addressing do not go down to Mitzrayim. So they address different parts of the psukim, which are similar, but they're not the same at all. That because of these two changes, which are actually interdependent, is moven as is achilik b'techna perushim. So it's understood that there is actually a difference in the meaning, the content of what they're trying to say, what the medrash is trying to say, as opposed to what Rashi is trying to say. In what way? Loit medrash is by Yitzchak the isi yitziluchot zaretz ataytzof and then was adav zayin in Eretz Yisroel. But the Medrash says that the reason that Yitzchak is not allowed to leave, go out to Chutz La'aretz, is because he has to remain in Eretz Yisroel. That's the reason he's not allowed to go elsewhere, because he must live in Eretz Yisroel, and that's why he quotes from the pasuk Gur Ba'aretz Azoyis, live in this land, which is the reason that he's not allowed to go anywhere else. Because of the great quality of holiness of Eretz Yisroel, while Eretz Yisroel l'gabi Yitzchok is v'toicha kloim l'gabi anoyla, because Eretz Yisroel is to Yitzchok like the area of the Beis Hamikdash for a carbon. Umbameila is im yatzasa chutz la'aretz nifsalta, and therefore if you leave that area where you're supposed to remain, then you become disqualified. While Eretz Yisroel is for Eretz Yisroel, because he has left Eretz Yisroel, and therefore it's not about where he's going to, it's about where he's leaving from. Masha'en kin l'drashi. On the other hand, according to Rashi, is the shlilas ha'yitziyah from Yitzchok, the reason that Yitzchok cannot go out, fabunim nishmid ha'maylum yichez from Eretz Yisroel, doesn't seem to be connected dafka with the qualities of Eretz Yisroel, nor with them chesaron for chutz la'aretz. But rather, the focus is that going to chutz la'aretz is the wrong place for him. In chutz la'aretz kedai lecha, as Rashi says, chutz la'aretz is not appropriate for you. When the ribur is das fabunen nishmit nchiyuv gor ba'aretz hazayis, and therefore, it's not because you must remain in Eretz Yisroel, and that's why Rashi doesn't quote the words live in this land. Nor mid the shlila al teret mitzrayma, but it's more connected with where do you want to go to. You want to go to chutz la'aretz. You want to go to Mitzrayim, that's not a place for you, and therefore it's more about where he wanted to go to. Lefize, kem l'chayre mazbezayin, dem tam ha-shini anal tzvishin pirush Rashi and Medrash. So based on this, we can explain the reason why there is a change, why they see it differently. Loit Medrash, is das fabunim mitn kedusha sa'aretz as Yisrael is mekudeshes mekol ha'aretzes. According to the Medrash, this is connected with the holiness of Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Yisroel is the holiest of all the other countries. When the Yitziyah from Yitzchak is giglichen to the Yitziyah from Ha'oy l'chutz mekdushas ha'azara, and for Yitzchak to leave Eretz Yisroel is like an oila, carbon going out of the holiness, holy area, the sanctified area of the Azara. Ma'oila, as he says, ma'oilam yatzas chutz l'kloim. Just like an oil, if it goes out of the contained area of the Mishkan or the Migdash, he nifselas, it becomes disqualified. Af'atim yotzosu chutz la'aretz nifselta. So also you, if you go out of the holiness of Eretz Yisroel, you become disqualified. Mashenkin l'pirish Rashi. On the other hand, Rashi, vos esiz al derech hapshat, because Rashi's commentary goes according to the simple meaning of the psukim, is in Pshutushal Mikra gefint menish das Eretz Yisroel bezman ha'avos, because according to the simple reading of the psukim, we don't find that in the time of the avos back then, when sie is noch given Eretz Knan, when it was still called Eretz Knan, and it was indeed Eretz Knan, hot gehatten sich haktusha, we don't find that it had a holiness at that time. The Rebbe sagt Rashi, as sein nicht arizgim nechutz lares is ikroi and therefore Rashi says that the reason Hashem told him not to go out to Mitzrayim, to Chutz La'aretz, is not because, the main reason is not because he was meant to live dafke in Eretz Yisroel, Mitzad Gedushas Ha'aretz, because Eretz Yisroel is a holy place, nor Mitzad Mechassarim for Chutz La'aretz, but rather it's the fact that Chutz La'aretz is not a place for him. In Ein Chutz La'aretz Kedai Lecha, as Rashi says, Chutz La'aretz is not appropriate for you. There's something wrong with Chutz La'aretz that is not compatible with Yitzchak. It's not about the holiness of Eretz Yisroel, it's about the unholiness of Chutz La'aretz. In Emerson, no, but Kemen Azoynish Lernen. But the truth is that it's difficult to say this. Why? The Hegdem Ashayla, to understand this, we'll first ask a question. There in the Minyan as Yitzchok Zonish Rezgev in Eretz Yisroel, Gefind Meshem Frier. Because this idea that Yitzchok is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisroel, we find already earlier in the Psukim. When Avram had Geshikta Eliezer in Chutz La'aretz, when Avram sent Eliezer down to Haran to find a wife for Yitzchok. So he said to him, Arzi, go to my country where I was born, and find for there a wife for my son Yitzchok. Is if Eliezer Shaila? So then Eliezer responded by asking, Ula Leseva Isha, maybe the woman will not want to come back, come with me. She won't want to come here to Eretz Yisrael. Hahashiv Ashiv Ez Binchok, can I bring Yitzchok over there to marry her there? Hatam Avram geemfert, Avram responded to this, Shomelecha, absolutely not. Be careful of such a thought. Pen Toshiv Ez Ni Shoma, it's not possible that you should bring my son back to, in other words, to Chutz La'aretz. Und dorten gefind men nicht, am soll me fader sein. And we don't find over there that Rashi or the Medrash should say, as does it sleep them, was Yitzchak is given a oile tmima. What's the reason that Avram said that he shouldn't go back to there? Why over there doesn't he say, no, Yitzchak is an oile tmima, he can't leave Eretz Yisrael? Nothing like that is said over there. So why does it suddenly come up over here as the reason? So perhaps for this question we could answer it in this way, at least from the perspective of halacha. The din is as osur lotzis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz l'oilam. The halacha is that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz la'aretz at any time. Elo lilmei Torah. The only reason you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is to study Torah, elisa isha, or to get married. And even then, if you leave for those reasons, which allows you to leave, but it's on the condition that you come back to Eretz Yisrael. When you accomplish your goal, you come back to Eretz Yisrael. Avalishkin b'chutz la'aretz, but to remain living in chutz la'aretz, osur, is prohibited, elim kein chazak shomarav, unless there is a famine going on in Eretz Yisrael. Achanas shavad din achitin, b'shnei dinarim, until prices for food have doubled. If that happens, then you're allowed to remain living in chutz la'aretz, because what are you going to do? That's an emergency situation. Und deriber, and therefore, because of this halacha, in parsha chayesara v'deshayla from Eliezer and Ahashav Ashav Ez Bincha la'aretz ashiyatzas v'misham, there Eliezer's question was, can I bring Yitzchak back to that place, to Haran? What that meant was Yitzchak was going to move there because the girl doesn't want to come live in Eretz Yisrael, so he'll move to Haran. And it wasn't only to go there temporarily to get married and then to come back. The idea was she doesn't want to leave her parents' home. She wants to remain there. So Yitzchak will go live there. Is fashtandik favos dosis given abgeret. So therefore it's understood without having to go to some find another reason why Yitzchak can't leave. The reason was obvious. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, at least not permanently, and over there they were talking about Yitzchak moving there permanently, so that was a reason that he couldn't go there. But in our parsha, where it's talking that there was a famine, and that's the reason that Yitzchak wants to leave. There's no prohibition There's no prohibition to go live in Chutz La'aretz in the case of a famine. From the fact that Avram Avinu himself did it when there was a famine in his time, and he went to live there, and it was for an extended period. So there we see that you're allowed to. The Riber had the Eibush to get up Baborin and Altered Mitzrayim. That's why in this case we need to give an additional reason why shouldn't he go live there in the case of a famine. So Hashem said to him, Gur Baretz Azeh, you have to live here as Yitzchak Tanush Arizgin Chutz La'aretz Libnatam Yuchad, that Yitzchak particularly is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because of the reason that he himself does as it is an Oilut Mima, because his case is that he's an Oilut Mima and he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even in the case of a famine, which other people would be permitted to. So that could answer the reason why this only comes up here and not earlier, when it was already discussed whether Yitzchak can go out of Eretz Yisrael. Says Abishver, as a Yitzchak, but it's difficult to say that this is the reason, because the Rambam feared Ois in the Oibin de Monta Halacha, because the Rambam concludes in regards to this earlier, this Halacha that we talked about, the Afo Pisha Mutalotzes, that even though it's permitted to leave for this situation, it's not an appropriate thing. Because Machlin and Kilian were two great of the greatest people of the of their generation, and they left Eretz Yisrael because of a very difficult situation. And yet they died as a result of it. Machlin and Kilian were the story in Rus. They were the husbands of Rus and Arpah. And they left. The reason they left Eretz Yisrael was because of the famine. So they had a good reason to leave. But yet, the story goes that they died. So why did they die? It's explained that they left Eretz Yisrael. They shouldn't have been living in Moab. Is oyim ezol zogn as the dinim fun yisi yitziluchot or zaynin given shayich oich by the others. So if we should say that this halach, these halachas of not being permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz was also applicable to the Avos. Al kaponim etzad dem v'skima Avos kol ha-Torah kula. At least from the perspective, we know that the Avos kept the entire Torah, so therefore it applies to them too because of their own acceptance of it. Actually, they never filled achilas matzah, and we said they even ate matzah. V'afilu gzeirus v'shvusim derabanan. They even kept the gzeirus and the rabbinic decrees that were brought many, many generations later. Okay, and similar things. So because they accepted the Torah, therefore they refrained, they were not permitted by their own acceptance of going out of Eretz Yisrael. So should we say that? So therefore they, because of what the Rambam says, that it's, even though it's permitted, but it's not appropriate and so on, so certainly they would have kept to that too. Tibaldas is nishka midas chsidus, as the Rambam says, this is not a midas chsidus. So certainly they would have kept to that also. On is fabunim mitaza einish rachman lutzlan. And not only is it a midas chsidus, but it's something that the Eibishter saw as such a serious violation that they ended up dying because of it. So certainly Avraham wouldn't be leaving, or Yitzchak wouldn't be leaving Eretz Yisrael if he knows that this is goes against Hashem's will. Even from the perspective of halacha, for anybody, not just for Yitzchak particularly. V'oid v'ikir, and another reason, and this is even more essential. Men zetoch as Avraham Avinu is arayis from Eretz Yisrael tzrik kain choron noch bris ben Absarim. We find that Avraham Avinu went back after the bris ben Absarim, which happened when Avraham was 70 years old. He went back from Eretz Yisrael to Choron, to his father. Afilu nisht in Azman for Ravan. That was not a time of famine. So he was in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem already told him by the bris ben Absarim that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to him. And yet he left back to Choron. And only 5 years later, meaning when Avram was 75 years old, that Hashem tell him, lech lecha ma'aretzecha, to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So we find that Avram left Eretz Yisrael even when there were no extenuating circumstances, a famine. From them is muchrach. So from this it becomes clear, as bezmano avos is nitshayich given the isi yitziv and Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laaretz, that in the time of the avos there was no such concept as you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz laaretz. And b'meila is nitshayich had the avos on zayin nizer in them, and therefore there was not the concept that they should be careful about leaving Eretz Yisrael didn't apply. Even though they did indeed keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah before it was given, while the gedder from kedushas haaretz, because the very concept of holiness of Eretz Yisrael and the yitzim haaretz, at least in the context of not being permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael, had noch demult nishchal given, did not apply at that time. Eretz Yisrael didn't have that kind of holiness at that time yet. This is eich verstandig from Maimer Mechilta, as we understand from the Maimer, the Medrash. Actually, nivchar Eretz Yisrael hoye kol haratzik sheles sheres ledibreis. Until Eretz Yisrael was chosen as the holy land, any land was a proper, appropriate for a communication between Hashem and a Navi. It could happen anywhere, because Eretz Yisrael didn't have any special holiness at that time. Only when Eretz Yisrael was chosen as the Holy Land, Yotzu Kol Arotzes, that's when all other countries were excluded from prophecy that it could only happen in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that there was a time, and this was much later also than the Avos, that Eretz Yisrael was not yet chosen as the Holy Land, and therefore prophecy could occur anywhere, proving that Eretz Yisrael at that time did not yet have a special holiness attached to it, and that's why there was no reason to say that Avraham and Yitzchak shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Mitzad that concept that it's a holy land, you have no business going anywhere else. So what is the reason that Avram told Eliezer that no, it's absolutely out of the question that Yitzchak should go there? Is Muvan, we understand that, and this is also fits very well with the simple meaning from the of the Psukim, from Divir Avram Gufa, we see it in the words of Avram himself, in the continuation of the conversation there. And that this is the land that Hashem has sworn to me, saying, I will give this land to your children, Eretz Yisrael. Thus is the land, in other words, that since this is the land that Hashem will eventually give to Yitzchak as a gift, or his descendants. Therefore, it would be inappropriate for Yitzchak to leave. Hashem promised him that this is going to be the land that I'm going to give to you. It'll happen in the future, but it's the land that I will give to you. So it makes no sense that Yitzchak should pick up and leave and settle in another country. That's the reason that Avram said not to go, but it had nothing to do with the fact that Eretz Yisrael was holy at this time, and therefore you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So that was then over there. Mashenkim b'parsha seinu, however, in this parsha was retzer v'gnazman from Arab Eretz. When we're talking about a famine in Eretz Yisrael, and says nishtok and under a breid of yilotzes from the Eretz, there's no other choice but to leave Eretz Yisrael at this time. Is mistabe b'pashto, so it makes sense to say as does dafni zayin can uphold from again zeitweilig in an ort vus is da mazin. So it would seem logical that there's no reason why you shouldn't leave the place of the famine and to go to a place, at least temporarily, where there is food. Biz derav and itzich until after the famine is over. But luladim tamas Yitzchak is noilut mima. Unless, of course, there is another reason which is particular to Yitzchak, which is that he is a noilut mima, and therefore he has to remain in Eretz Yisrael. So the reasoning now is that the reason that Avram did not want Yitzchak to go back was because this is a place that Hashem promised, that Yisrael is a place that Hashem promised that he would give it to him as a gift, and therefore it doesn't seem appropriate that he should pick up and leave from there and settle somewhere else. But in the time of a famine, if not for the particular reason that Yitzchak has, there would be no reason for him to leave temporarily to go to Mitzrayim. And therefore now we have to introduce the idea that he is an Eilat Mima, therefore he's not permitted to leave. Al Pizev et Chabad Shaila, but according to this, we have this question. If, as we're saying, Eretz Yisrael at that time was not yet considered a holy land, is Vos Tut of der Inyavas Yitzchak is an Eilat Mima, so then what relevance does it have that Yitzchak is an Eilat Mima, or Befratel Fiat Gosh Samedesh as Ma Eila Afim? So then what is special about Eretz Yisrael that Yitzchak as a Neilat Mima has to remain in Eretz Yisrael? If there is no holiness to Eretz Yisrael, so what does a Neilat Mima have to do in Eretz Yisrael? How is it Eretz Yisrael different that he has to remain here? There's no holiness here. V'yashloimar, so we could answer this in, as follows, v'hagdim, by first explaining. Another difference that we find in the way Rashi says something and the way the Medrash says it. If the pasuk by Bris Ben Absorim, on the pasuk which is, relates the story of the Bris Ben Absorim, B'yoyim Ahu, which says, B'yoyim Ahu Koros Hashem Es Avram Bris Leimer. On that day, Hashem made a bris, a covenant with Avram, saying as follows: Lazarcha nosati es ha'oretz hazois, to your children I have given this land. State the Medrash. So the Medrash says about this pasuk, Ma'amorish alakadosh baruch hu ma'isa, the word of Hashem, his saying something, is the final act. Shenema lazarcha nosati, as the pasuk says, I have given this land to you, to your children. Etinus ha'oretz hazois, saying ksivkan, it doesn't say to your children I will give this land. It happened much later in the future. Elonasati ha'oretz hazois, it says that I have given it to them. So the Medrash says, just by Hashem promising it, saying that He's going to give it to them, it's already given. That's already the final act. That is already a completed, it's a done deal. But Rashi, how does he say, explain Lazarach Hanasati, I've given this to your children? He says, Amirasa Shola Kadosh Baruch Hu, the word of Hashem, Ki'ilu Iyasuya. It's as if it's done. The Medrash says it is done. Rashi says it's as if it's done. Lefize kumtois. So according to this, it comes out as Ladas Hamedrash is by Brisman of Sormish and Given the Maisa and the Sina Durchamiris Kodesh Baruch Hu. That according to the Medrash, the moment Hashem said that He's giving it to the children of Avram, so that was already done. It was already accomplished. It was final. The Maisa happened already. Once it's done, nikne gevoren to Avram Luzare Achrov, and therefore the land of Eretz Yisrael, Gans Eretz Yisrael, the entire Eretz Yisrael was already became the possession of Avram and his children forever. Vazdos is Eich Masim mit the Maimer Yerushalmi, which fits with what the Yerushalmi says, as Lazarach Hanasati is Nishav Tocha, that when Hashem said, to your children I have given, can be seen as I will give it to them. This is, He promised them that I'll give it to them. But the Yerushalmi says, no, that's not what it means. Nor kvar nosati, I have already given it, meaning as belonged to the Eden, noch edes is an arayna Eretz Yisrael, that it already belongs to the Eden fully, even before they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Yerushalmi says, that it already belongs to them. Unazoy oich midemos de gemara zogt, la locha, and it's similar also to what the Gemara says, as the final ruling, as Eretz Yisrael murzekesi, that Eretz Yisrael is already in the possession of the Yidden. Yerushi lechem avaseichem, this is a inheritance to you from your forefathers. This is said in the context of the Gemara discusses about the Bnois Tzlofchad, the daughters of Tzlofchad, that how much did they earn, how much did they inherit? Their grandfather was a Bechayr. So did he get a did they get a double portion? Did they get like their grandfather the Bechayr would get? And the Gemara makes the point that a Bechayr, since when did they get it? They got it only after he died. And a Bechayr only inherits that which is already belongs to the one that inherits it. Maybe it was the father that was a Bechayr. But a Bechayr only gets a double portion of what belonged to the one that bequeaths it already. Something that he will get later after he died, the Bechayr doesn't get a double portion. So if the person that bequeathed it, who had already died at that time, if it already belonged to him from before, in other words, it became the possession of the Jewish people even earlier at the time of Avram, so then he already owned that, and therefore they should get a double portion based on his being a Bechayr. But if it didn't belong to him until, it didn't belong to the Yidden until they went into Eretz Yisrael, so then at that time the Bechayr was already gone, he already died, and therefore they shouldn't get a double portion, they should only get one portion. So therefore the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael murzekesi, it already belonged to them at the time when Slofchad was alive, and therefore they get it, they should get a double portion. From this we see that it was already the halacha, the Gemara concludes that it already belonged to the Yidden before they inherited it, before they conquered it through with Yeshua. So that's according to the Medrash, halacha, mashenkin leid Rashi. But according to Rashi, HaTamir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishev Ketan Dimaisa Nesina Bepoel Mamesh, Hashem's promising to give it to Avram and his descendants, did not already make it theirs. It wasn't a final a final act yet. It was more of a promise. It's as if it's already done. As it's Yisrael zol demelt from demelton belangin to Eden, it doesn't mean that as Yisrael already belongs to the Eden from then on. It's just as Rashi says that it's as if it's already done. But also, because it's as if it's already done, it's as if it's already done, therefore the pasuk says, I have given it, because it's as if it's already done. But it isn't actually done, it does not yet belong to the Yidden. So then we have to understand the bald as mezokt l'dasa medesh v'aloch as amirashol gevaruch upelt oiv gufa oretz, that since the word of Hashem, his statement that it belongs to the Yidden, already changed the nature of the land of Israel, as this is nikne gevaruch to Avraham v'zarei achav, that it's already in the ownership, it already belongs to Avraham and his descendants. Havozal menizdog nados hot oich gepoil diktushin Eretz Yisrael in the Maritz. Then why shouldn't we say that since it already belongs to the Yidden, so then it already became sanctified, it already becomes holy? The Yaseir Mizu, and even more than that, Vibaldas megifintas glach kishabara oilam is bochra Eretz Yisrael. We find also, as the Medrash says, that the moment Hashem, Hashem created the world, he already chose Eretz Yisrael as a special place. Is doch makam loimer as von demelton is das gevorna eretz kedusha. So then it's logical to say that when Hashem chose Eretz Yisrael as a special place, certainly when he promised it to Avram, which the Medrash says means that he already made it into the possession of Avram and his descendants, so then it makes sense to say that that's when it became a holy land. And therefore, everything that is connected with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, all the halachas which are applicable to Eretz Yisrael because of its holiness, should already be applied at that time. Which includes also that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Even if somebody were not like Yitzchak and Eilat Mime, anyone is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So then why, according to the Medrash, shouldn't we say that in the earlier, when Avram was explaining to Eliezer, why shouldn't the reason be that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and it has nothing to do with Yitzchak being an Eilat Mima? So we can say perhaps that the explanation is as follows. Shengeret fil mol, it's already been discussed many times, when he gave the chilukzish in the mitzvahs was the obvious of Mekayim Gimem Farmatan Torah, about the difference, the way the obvious were fulfilled the mitzvahs before Matan Torah, and the mitzvahs the Yidden seine Mekayim noch Matan Torah, and the mitzvahs as the Yidden fulfilled them after Matan Torah, what's the difference? As we bow, the kiyum mitzvahs far Matan Torah is given by even from eine mitzvah Makadosh Baruch Hu v'ayse. Since the mitzvahs that the obvious were fulfilled before Matan Torah was in a way that they were never told by Hashem that they have to do it, and haben the mitzvahs nicht gehad dem koyach zu mishana sein dem mahus dover anivra dei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when Avram and Yitzchak and so on did those mitzvahs, they didn't have the ability, the power to be able to change the nature, the existence, the mahus, the essential nature of the physical object from the way Hashem created it. Hashem created the physical, that it doesn't, it's not a keli for receiving spirituality. So the others, because they were not told by Hashem that they should do this mitzvah, they were unable to change the nature of the physical to be able to now receive a spiritual dimension to it. To change the actual physical object with which they used to do the mitzvah, that object should become an object of a mitzvah. And der oif tu von kima mitzvah is given nor b'shachet zum gavre. Mekayim mitzvah. So what they accomplished by their doing mitzvahs only pertained to them, to the one that did the mitzvah, that it refined him, but it didn't change the object with which they did the mitzvah. But then after Matan Torah, when Hashem commanded, now we have the ability, because Hashem told us to do these mitzvahs, so he gave us the power, the ability to be able to change the nature of the physical. as the chefze veta chefze chefetz mitzvah b'kedusha b'chulu, that the object becomes a whole sanctified and an object of a mitzvah and so on. That's a well-known explanation. But the tam deruf is, and the reason for this change is via state the medrash, as it's written in the medrash, as far matan Torah is given akzeda alzol yonim leyed l'tachtoinim. Before matan Torah, there was this separation that Hashem decided that the ones from the upper realms, the spiritual, should not come down to the physical, to the lower, and the lower cannot go up to the upper, meaning the physical cannot refine itself to become more spiritual. Now by matan Torah, Hashem removed this separation, that now there is an ability, there is able to be a merging of the physical and the spiritual. Das heißt, in other words, der Tziva be matan Torah hat aufgetan dem Gede von Chefze de Mitzvah va Avere in the Inyon HaOlam, which means that when Hashem commanded mitzvahs by matan Torah, what it accomplished was that now there is able to be the concept of a physical object that becomes an object of a mitzvah, and of course conversely of an Avere, that the physical, the worldly things are now able to take on that dimension of holiness, of an object of a mitzvah. Afilu eida dimensions mekayim etzei de mitzvah. And this is true even before a person actually does a mitzvah with it. There are certain objects, like let's say an esrig. An esrig is what the Torah chose should be used in the mitzvah of the adalad minim. So the esrig is especially, Hashem gave the esrig the ability to become an object of a mitzvah, meaning even before you actually do the mitzvah with it, it already has a certain refined state that it can become sanctified through a mitzvah, which is different than other objects in the world, which are not meant to be used as a mitzvah. They don't have the... They're not going to be used for a mitzvah because there is no mitzvah that pertains to them, and therefore they don't have the ability, they don't have that refinement that they could become an object of a mitzvah. That these objects become a keli, a receptacle, that they are able to accept, receive spirituality through someone doing a mitzvah with this object. And then when a person goes ahead and actually does the mitzvah with it, that's when the actual spirituality descends upon that object and merges with it, and you have a merging of the spiritual and the physical. And then after the person did the mitzvah with it, it becomes an actual object of a mitzvah. And the same could be said about Eretz Yisrael. Chotz has the kinyan of bailus of Eretz Yisrael hatzachov gitan oich far matan teire al yidei debor shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though ownership of Eretz Yisrael happened before Matan Torah, it happened when the moment Hashem promised and said that this is going to be given to the Yidden, and as the Medrash says, that became the reality. It belongs to the Yidden. So even though Hashem had already given it to the Yidden, but the concept of holiness attaching itself to Eretz Yisrael, even that kedusha which is not connected to the chiyuv mitzvahs, in other words, mitzvahs did not apply yet before Matan Torah, but there was a certain holiness that we understand that Hashem attributed to Eretz Yisrael. So that is a holiness unrelated to the concept of mitzvahs. But even that holiness was not yet able to penetrate the actual physical space of Eretz Yisrael. Nishki ken nikva v'nechefze from the moritz. Could not yet attach itself to the actual physical land of Israel. However, la'achim matan Torah, but then came matan Torah. Meaning, even before the Yidden actually walked into Eretz Yisrael and took over and conquered the land, which made it theirs, even before that, is in Irnes Chadish geworden the geder von Afsharis Akdusha. Still, the ability that it could contain holiness already happened right at Matan Torah. This is similar with the concept that the Rebbe said before, that an esrig, even before you do the mitzvah, the fact that it could be done a mitzvah with it already gives it a certain refinement. The actual mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, when does it become holy? Once the Yidden conquer it, then they did the mitzvah of conquering, so it gets the holiness of a mitzvah being done with it. But even the concept of the esrig before you do a mitzvah, meaning Eretz Yisrael, that it is the place that they will eventually conquer. Before Matan Torah didn't have that, but now after Matan Torah, even before they conquer it, already had a kedusha that it could become sanctified through a mitzvah. Mitzad the tzivim is only kevizayim, because there is going to be one of the mitzvahs is that they didn't have to go in and conquer Eretz Yisrael. That will be the actual drawing down of actual kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, but there is already a certain element of kedusha to the land, which is that it is the place that they are meant to conquer. Und wenn Eden ob Marange numen Eretz Yisrael, eingenommen Eretz Yisrael bepeil, and then when the Yidden actually conquered Eretz Yisrael through the wars, is an ir nikke geworden kedushas haaretz, that's when it became fully sanctified, that's when it became a holy land. So therefore the Rebbe explains that even though the Medrash says that already Hashem gave it to Avraham Avinu right at that time, and he was fully given to the ownership of the Yidden, but because holiness did not yet penetrate the physical at that time, only after Matan Torah did that happen, therefore at that time it did not, in the time of the Ovis, it didn't have yet the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Hey, and just like this, this was explained about regarding the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and the way the Medrash sees it. The same holds true the way Rashi explains it in regards to the ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Bibald as the eif and vegedev in the sinus aretz from the meibish and seiden is nish vias red ved gegeb malzach. Since when we talk about Hashem giving Eretz Yisrael to the Yidden, it's not to be compared to like anyone gives something to somebody else. How is it different? How is Hashem giving Eretz Yisrael to the Yidden different than anyone giving anybody else a gift? By anyone else, when somebody gives something to someone, all it does is change the ownership of it. It belonged to me, now I give it to you, it belongs to you. But when I give you something, it doesn't change fundamentally the object that I gave to you, it just means it belonged to me and now it belongs to you. And therefore, because it doesn't change fundamentally what I gave you, therefore the fact that I gave it to you can also change. It can now revert back to me, or it can be given to someone else. The ownership can be given to someone else. So it can change either because someone else takes it or gives it, or it can change because somebody else conquers it. And therefore it's able to change ownership. Nor the Eibush. So this, when the Eibush gives something to the Yidden, it's a different type of transfer. Nor the Eibush da vegegeben euch ir mehus zu Yidden. When Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to the Yidden, He gave the actual essential nature of it to the Yidden, which means He fundamentally changed it by giving it to the Yidden. Zu nemenik von ir jeder shaychus andere umes. When Hashem gave it to the Yidden, it's not just that He gave it to them and now it belongs to them, but it could at some later point become someone else's. No, what He did was He changed Eretz Yisrael in such a way that it now can have no connection to any other nation. It belongs to the Yidden fundamentally, and it could never be removed from the Yidden. It's not just that it changed ownership and that's all, and therefore it could change ownership again. He changed Eretz Yisrael that it becomes integrally connected only to the Yidden. He gave it to the Yidden in a way that they became a fundamental change. to the nature of Eretz Yisrael. The chefza von der Eretz is geworden durch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz Yisrael. The physical existence, the existence of that land, of that country, became through Hashem, that it becomes the land of Israel, of the Yidden, meaning it is fundamentally belongs to the Yidden, it cannot belong to anybody else ever again. Und von demelt on, ken sie nicht gehören zu ein anderer Volk, schinne Rishuz durch Hakinin Kabeitze, Yitzabai, and from then on, it's not able to belong to any other nation by, let's say, changing ownership if they walk in and they become, or the UN decides to give it to this one or that one. Kenish Mishana sein, Muhus HaDover. Changing ownership, someone else coming and taking it, doesn't change Eretz Yisrael away from being the land of Israel, the land that belongs to the Yidden. The change of ownership is not going to change Eretz Yisrael. It will still remain the land that belongs to the Yidden. B'meila, and therefore, b'dugmas klolus geder akdusha, v'sken uvgeton verin dafke la'achamaten Torah. So in a similar way to what we said before, that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael being attached to the land can only change after Matan Torah, because physical can only absorb holiness after Matan Torah. Hat sich euch das gekannt oft und dafke durch dem, was Jiden haben Kribisch gewinnt bei Peil. Hat sich euch das gekannt oft und dafke durch dem, was Jiden haben Kribisch gewinnt bei Peil. So also this concept, that as Yisrael, when Hashem gives it to the Yidden, it is fundamentally changed that it can never belong to anyone else. When can this happen? When is this transfer? When does it occur? That happens after the Yidden actually conquered the Eretz Yisrael through the mitzvah of conquering the Eretz Yisrael. Kivashtem arzes sheva goyim. You conquer the land of the seven nations. It has to happen through that. Vos demult is givar mepoil debretzaynei chulun nosno lanu. And through that, it became that Hashem at one point gave it to them, and now He gave it to us. How did He give it to us? By our fulfilling the mitzvah of conquering it as He commanded us. Nesinus etzem uhusa oretz mitzadem vas kol oretz lagos baruch hu hu bara, and that because the land, by giving it to us, how? Because it all belongs to Him, and He decided to give it to us at that time. At which time? When we actually conquered it through the mitzvah of conquering it. So therefore, the way Rashi sees it, that it's about ownership. The way the Medrash sees it, we said before, is about holiness. The holiness can only occur after Matan Torah. That's why, you know, Oyla Tmima, the Medrash relates it to that. Rashi relates it to the ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Even the ownership is tied up in this concept, because changing ownership by Hashem means that it becomes ours eternally. Fundamentally, it can belong to nobody else, and that happened also after it became a mitzvah to conquer it, and we actually conquered it, and that's when it became ours in that fundamental way. Based on this, we can explain the difference between Rashi and the Medrash. The fact that an oiler cannot leave the area of the Beis Hamikdash, and if it does go out, it becomes disqualified. There's nish slib the geder akdusha, for see is arose from a makom from a nidir ke daiga for kedusha. It's not because of the state of holiness of that place. In other words, because it went out to a place of a lower level of kedusha, that's why it becomes disqualified. Nor valdos is mechutz l'mechitzasa. We can explain it that it, when something leaves the confines of where it's meant to be, chutz l'mechitzasa, it is meant to be in this place, and it left the place where it is designated to be. So now to explain this concept of when something leaves the place that it's designated to be. Und das ist adin klali. That idea that when something leaves the place where it's meant to be is a general rule which applies widely to many different situations and scenarios. By yet the boss of us is yotzo chutz l'mechitzasa. This is a general rule which applies to any kind of meat, let's say, which leaves the place where it's meant to be, as the Gemara says. Va'adarabe, and even more, the din lernman op fun pasuk boss of us hadat treifel esachelu. This concept of when meat leaves the place, we'll explain the idea in a minute, but where does it come from? Where do we learn it from? there is a pasuk that says ubasa basada treifa, meat which is found out in the field, treifa, meaning it was torn apart, not shechted, it didn't die in the right way, is loisecheli, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says that why does it say basa basada treifa? What's the difference where you found it? If it happens in the barn, that it becomes treifa, the same applies. Why does the Gemara, the Torah say basada treifa? So the Gemara learns from there that it means that something, meat, that leaves the place from where it's meant to be. Basada means it's out there, not in the place that it's meant to be, is already disqualified, is already non-kosher, not edible. And that pasuk, Retzach Nishvegen Basa Kodesh, is not even talking about sanctified, about a carbon. It's talking about ordinary meat. So we see that the idea of Chutz L'Mechitzasa is not even, doesn't even apply necessarily to sanctified meat. It's any meat, anything, and therefore we learn from that pasuk that once the meat leaves its place where it's meant to be, it becomes disqualified. Because this type of meat, whatever it is, has its proper parameters where it's meant to be. And those parameters define where the proper place for that, where it belongs. The fad is basa kodesh kadoshim shi'atzu chutz l'chemetz ha'azara. From this we learn that if there's meat which is sanctified, holy of holies, meaning the higher level of kachim of karbonis, which went out of the walls of the azara, out of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and the same applies to basa kachim kalim in regards to meat from a lower level of holiness of a carbon, which is permitted to be anywhere in Yerushalayim. But if it leaves, so that's the proper parameter for it, that's the proper place for it, the mechitza for it. But if it goes outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, then that becomes disqualified. Other, and it also applies to basar ha-pesach shiyotza chutz l'chaburosei, the meat of a carbon Pesach that leaves the area of where the group that signed up for this carbon Pesach, which is in a certain defined place, which the Torah calls a bayis, in that house, but it doesn't necessarily mean a house, it could be a room or an area, and if it leaves that area, it becomes disqualified too, because that's the mechitza for the meat of the carbon Pesach. Other an uber shiyotza, and the same also the Gemara learns that if there was a cow was giving birth, and one of the arms of the cow came out, of the baby came out, and then the cow was shechted, and so therefore that the hand was outside the cow already, the rest of the baby would become mutter to eat because of the shechita of the mother. But since this arm was already stuck out of the body of the cow, therefore that arm that came out, that was birthed before the shechita, you have to cut it off and you're not allowed to eat it because it went out of its mechitza. The same concept, it went out of where it belongs. It belongs inside the mother, and that's where the shechita would have permitted it, but now it's out of there, so that becomes asur. Verenzei, so all of these categories, unrelated to whether it's a carbon or not, there are situations in which it's not a carbon. And in the very pasuk from where we learn, it has nothing to do with a carbon. It's talking about an ordinary animal, basa basa de treifa. Because they went out of their mechitza, they become disqualified forever. Because when meat goes out of its proper defined place, it becomes treifa. So now, since, as the way the Medrash puts it, the word of Hashem that he's going to give to Eretz Yisrael, to the Yidden, is already, makes it already the fact. And Eretz Yisrael chindemelt from zid bris ben asar malank to the others, and Eretz Yisrael already belonged at that time to the others. The riber kumt ois as durch dem was the Eibestad im Yitzchokn geheisen sich makar sein als an oilot mima. Since Hashem had told Yitzchok that he was going to be an oilot mima, so he got the status of an oilot. is Bederech Mamela Eretz Yisrael Nikuv Gevorn Alts Mekayimoy Mechitzasay. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is his parameter. That's the place where he belongs, because that's the place where an Oila belongs. And that has nothing to do with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with the fact that this is the place for an Oila.
Similar
to by a regular Oila, the area of the Azara becomes its place, and if it leaves there, then it becomes possible. But Meila is Chutzlaris Lagabi Im Chutzla Mechitzase. Therefore, for Yitzchak to leave Eretz Yisrael, it has nothing to do with the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with this is the place that you belong. If you leave this area, you're treifa, so to speak. You're a nifsal. Mashen kin l'das Rashi kenal, but according to Rashi, as in Cheftza for Eretz Yisrael hodin esina ban brisben of sonanish ugeton, that Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael did not become fundamentally changed, that it belongs to the Yidden in the way that we explained before, that it fundamentally changes the status of Eretz Yisrael as belonging only to the Yidden, and that this did not happen in the time of the Avos. This happened only after the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael and conquered it. In which way the Rashi is different than the Medrash. The Medrash says that it already happened when Hashem said it. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said that it only happens later. It's only ki'ilu what happened before. Rashi had the chaber shem mefarish given in parashah Chayisara, but Rashi already explained the Chayisara in them emphah from Avram to Eliezer Yisham lechapente toshiv is b'nisham, and the response that Avram gave to Eliezer about make sure that he doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael. I've diverter Hashem alekei Hashemayim shulgachanim beis Avi. So Rashi over there explained that what is Avram saying to Eliezer? He says Hashem, the God of the heaven that took me out of my father's house. Achshav, so Rashi said that what this means is Achshav hu elokei hashamayim velokei haaretz. Now Hashem is the God of heaven and earth. Shirgalta b'fi abriyas, because I made Hashem's name common. They already know Hashem's name. But when I left my father's house, Hashem was only the God of heaven. That's why he only says the God of heaven. But he was not the God of the earth yet. Because the people of the world did not yet recognize Hashem. At that time, the people did not mention Hashem's name. They weren't accustomed to speaking Hashem's name. That's the reason that Avram was explaining to Eliezer why Yitzchak can't go back to Haran. Was Vigereta Mo Barucha, as was mentioned previously in the Toildus Aleph of this sefer of Tchelik Tezvav, the mitot Avram Mazbi given to Eliezerin. So the Rebbe explained there that through this Avram was explaining to Eliezer as in Chutz La'aretz Beis Avi, that in Chutz La'aretz, which is the place where Avram came from, is the Eibush Shabloiz Elokei HaShemayim. Over there he remains to be the God of heaven only. Nisha Elokei HaAretz, he's not yet comfortable on earth. Hayeis Ma'od Dart Nish Kanakari in the Eibushin, because over there they don't recognize Hashem, and Shmei HaKadosh is Nishmorgu B'fnei Abriyas, and the people don't commonly mention Hashem's name. They're not accustomed to mentioning Hashem's name. They don't thank Hashem. They don't recognize that everything belongs to him, and so on. And that's how he is explaining why Yitzchak cannot go live in such a place. Mashenkin in Eretz Yisrael, where is in Eretz Yisrael? Is a nishnar elokei hashamayim nor oich velokei haaretz. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is also the God of earth. Because over here I already got the people comfortable speaking Hashem's name, talking about him. On the other hand, it's only something that they say, but it didn't fundamentally change the people that they truly recognize that everything belongs to Hashem. They just mention his name, but it's not really something that changed their mind about him. In Zeiran, Hagel, and Maisim. So it didn't change the way they behave and what they do. Which is the reason that Avram gave Eliezer why he cannot take a girl from the Knanim, because they haven't really changed. Even though I am living here and my influence is felt here, but it didn't change the nature of the people. Amahus There was no change of emohus. And that's why I told him that he has to go back to his family. And those are more refined people over there. You can take a wife for my son. And that's why he was saying he can't go live there, and you can't take a woman from here for this reason. In the far, the fun verstandig, is the fun verstandig from this we understand as be'erich malosa von Yitzchok, that in regards to the greatness of Yitzchok, was is given an oilat mima, that he is an oilat mima, his chach is nisht avzeifel negeich shivas oretz, even though it's true that there is nothing, it's not that essential, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is not what we're talking about. That's, it didn't apply yet at that time. Because Eretz Yisrael at that time did not yet have any special qualities of holiness. And there was also nothing special about the people of the country in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't really change. They externally acknowledged Hashem. Is beikke given shlilus ayetzia the farvas ein chutz laaretz kedai lecha. As Rashi says that the reason that he shouldn't go out to Eretz Yisrael is because it's not an appropriate place. Why is it not appropriate? Valdor it is nishtor lekei aretz, because over there Hashem is not the God of on earth. In other words, there is no recognition of Hashem in that place. That's not a place for Yitzchok to live. Afilu shmoi is nishrogel in chutz laaretz. Even his name is not. They don't even speak Hashem's name there. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, at least they talk about Hashem, even though that hasn't fundamentally changed them, and therefore it's not a place for Yitzchok to go live in a chutz laaretz. V'yesh levar the chilek tishin deit zvei deis bepnimis yonim. We can explain the difference in these two approaches as they are seen from the inner dimension, from the chassidic dimension. Late the medrash v'halacha is given the bialos nidin oifes yisrael oich bezmana oves. According to the Medrash and Halacha, as we said before, the ownership of the Yidden over Eretz Yisrael was already there in the time of the Avos. And that's why Yitzchok was not allowed to leave, because it's out of Mechitzasa, out of the Mechitza of an Oilu. Like Pirush Rashi is Nishgiven Kambailus Bepeil. According to Rashi, they didn't actually own it yet at that time. The actual ownership, in the fundamental way in which Hashem wanted it to be, only happened when the Yidden went in and conquered it. So the reason that Yitzchak wasn't meant to go out of Eretz Yisrael was only because Eretz Yisrael is not a place for a person like Yitzchak to live. So what's how do we explain that difference? Mitzad Medrash versus Hecha from Pshat, according to the from the perspective of Medrash, which is a higher level than Pshat. Which means the literal events as they are on the ground, as they are in Olam Hazeh. Nor fabunden mer mit ruchni sinyonim, but rather the view is more from a spiritual perspective. Abadosis negei v'poyelin gashmius olam, but of course, as the spiritual perspective also affects the physical. Ver de bailus von Eden if Eretz Yisrael uvgetan duch mamore shel Kodesh Baruch Hu maise. The ownership of Eretz Yisrael comes not from a marching in and conquering it. It comes because Hashem said that it belongs to them, which is as if it's a done deal. Shenegeitz of the bialus for Eden of Eretz Yisrael. That is what causes the ownership of the Eden on Eretz Yisrael from a spiritual perspective. Loit pirush Rashi pshutus on mikra, but the way Rashi sees it, which is looking at the simple meaning of it, rechent men zich blois. We only consider vidasis in olam pshat, olam ma'isa. We only look at the facts on the ground, because that's what the world of pshat deals with, the physical reality. Midder ma'isa b'peil, we look at what actually happened. Vidasis in olam as it happens, as a play that plays out in the physical world. On the river is euch de bailus von idna v'etzisol geboren dafke durze eknisse v'kibbutz b'ma'isa, and that's why the actual ownership of Eretz Yisrael came to the Yidden only when they marched in and they took it over, and that's what made it theirs, of course within the context of Torah, because that was the mitzvah and so on. But on the other hand, verduch de ma'isa b'peil von idna ibege anders de mahusa aretz. But through the Ma'aseh B'Peil, this fundamentally changes the whole nature of Eretz Yisrael. Und es wird nisgalen esinus kodesh baruch von etzem ha'usa aretz. And it brings out that when Hashem gives the Yidden the Eretz Yisrael, it gives it to them in such a way that it can never become anyone else's after that. in a way that it became fundamentally a land which is tied to the Yidden. Und an Eretz HaKodesh, in an Eufen Tmidi, and a holy land for eternity. Kanal, as I explained before.